LeBron James blasts Laura Ingraham's defense of Drew Brees, FN tired of this treatment. By Dylan Gwynn on June 5, 2020. While Drew Brees was facing an avalanche of criticism for saying that NFL anthem protests were a sign of disrespect for the flag, Fox News host Laura Ingraham defended Brees and his right to free speech. That defense struck a chord with NBA superstar LeBron James, who feels as though he didn't receive that kind of treatment from Ingraham when he spoke out on politics. In February of 2018, when James criticized President Trump, Ingraham said, "No one voted for you. Millions elected Trump to be their coach. So, keep the political commentary to yourself." Or, as someone once said, "Shut up and dribble." However, earlier this week, in defense of Drew Brees' remarks on the anthem protests, Ingraham said, "He's allowed to have his view about what kneeling and the flag means to him. I mean, he's a person. He has some worth, I would imagine." Those differing responses brought forth this anger tweet from James, who says he's FN tired of this treatment. In Ingraham's defense, she did invite James to debate her on her program. James never responded. Though, one could reasonably conclude that if Drew Brees is a person, with some worth, then certainly LeBron James would qualify as a person with worth who could also give his opinions. However, LeBron James should is quite possibly the worst person to levy a charge of hypocrisy, especially on a day like today. As NBC Sports' Dan Feldman points out, when Rockets general manager Daryl Morey tweeted support for Hong Kong protesters, who are trying to maintain and expand their freedoms, LeBron said he believed Morey wasn't educated on the situation, Feldman writes. Even in his follow-up remarks, LeBron noted he is not a politician and emphasized his focus on helping the Lakers win a title. "It was a disappointing episode for someone who had championed political involvement." Not only that, this week Hong Kong passed a law making it a criminal act to disrespect the anthem of Communist China, thus, taking even more rights away from the people that James said Morey wasn't educated on. The response from the NBA's most outspoken political champion and fighter for human rights? Nothing. James was apparently not willing to risk the wrath of his communist benefactors in Beijing, even if it meant standing up for the right to protest an anthem. A right which James seems to believe is crucial, as long as it's the American anthem that's being protested. He did find the time to tweet about Laura Ingraham, though. Follow Dylan Gwynn on Twitter @TheMightyGwynn.